Idesima Cavazos is a San Antonio healthcare worker who makes more than the national minimum wage.
Started at $8 an hour, and after 3 years, I got a raise to $8.50 an hour.
And still, she says paying her bills is a struggle.
No matter how hard you work, you're getting paid poverty wages. So what do you end up with? You're still in poverty.
Mary Beth Maxwell is deputy administrator of the Wage and Hour Division of the U.S. Department of Labor. She says people like Cavazos are living arguments in favor of giving them extra income.
It helps the working people who get that increase, right, because they provide for their families, but it really grows our economy for everybody.
And many of these workers are Latino. One in five Hispanics earn minimum wage, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
It would have a huge impact on the Latino community. Where do those Latino families spend their dollars? Right in their communities.
Economist Jonathan Meir of Texas A&M University says raising the minimum wage does help those in the workforce, but his study predicts the wage increase would choke off new job creation.
It makes it harder for people to get that first job that gets them that line on the resume to try to get work experience, a letter of recommendation, and so on for better jobs.
And opponents to the wage increase say the expected reduction in job growth because of the pay hike is also bad for Latinos trying to find work. David Martin Davies reporting.